to put my eyes on. Well, we're going to talk about, let's see what I did here. Something that the Lord has been dealing with me. I started reading, I was telling Oscar, I started reading a couple months back about two psalms a night and a book in the Gospels. And I was, as I was reading the Psalms, I was going, this is a kind of an interesting thing, you know. They seem like most of them started out like, Lord, did you forget me? You know, what the heck's going on? You're letting me go through this, and you're letting me go through that, and I'm having this, and I'm having that. And then about halfway through, he's going, oh, yeah, thank you, Lord, for doing all this for me and doing all that for me. So we're going to talk about the importance of praise today. And as I was doing it, you know, praise is really an important thing in our life. Everybody likes to be praised, you know. When we were little kids, we always liked our mom and dad say, oh, yeah, it's so good. You did so good in school today, or you did this. Look what you did, you know. Or if we were playing sports, you know, coach, we always wanted the coach to pat us on the back, you know. And it makes you feel good. And, you know, that even today, you know, people are working. You want your boss to praise you for a good job. You know, if people are praising you in your everyday situations, what's it going to do? It encourages you to go further, to try a little harder maybe, to, you know, get a little motivation, get a little more motivated. And, you know, I was looking it up, and, you know, the word praise in Webster's is a favorable judgment of, or an expression of approval. Well, you know, that's good for everyday life. But, you know, the praise I want to talk about today is not the everyday stuff that we do. I want to talk about spiritual praise, because there is a big difference. You know, we were just talking about when we were having prayer this morning. Thank you for all the blessings. Thank you for all the things that you're doing in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for what you have done in our lives and what you're going to do in our lives. Thank you for all the things that we have in our lives. Kathy and I say that all the time. We're so blessed because we have a nice house to live in. We have, everything we need, because God supplies everything we have. You know, and, you know, when you're dealing with the spiritual praise, you're at another level. You're at a level that you're looking to something that's greater than yourself. And you're acknowledging something that's greater than yourself. That have something that you can rely on and believe in. You know, the word praise is in the Bible 247 times. Think they're trying to tell you something? Absolutely. 247 times. Now, you know, it's not always the way I'm going to talk about today, you know, but it's in there 247 times. And as I was reading this, just some of the scriptures that came across for me, in Psalm 9, 1 and 2, it says, I'll give thanks to you, Lord, with all my heart, and I will tell of all your wonderful deeds. I'll be glad and rejoice in you, and I will sing praises to your name. You know, why do you think David was doing that? He understood. He understood what was going on, that all the praise needed to be to the Lord. for all the things that he had and all the things he was going through. And in Psalm 28:6-7 says, "Praise be to the Lord, for he has heard my cry for mercy. The Lord is my strength and my shield, and my heart trusts in him, and he helps me." You know, he's acknowledging that no matter what he's going through, you know, he can trust in the Lord. Actually, the theme it's in this Bible for this psalm was a prayer when he was surrounded by trouble and wickedness. Think about that. When you're surrounded by trouble and wickedness, that you can rely on that God is your strength and your shield. You know, that's so important. You know, it's so important today in this world because of all the stuff that's going on. There's just so much stuff going on. We were sitting back in Sunday school, and who was it? I think Cass said, we were getting ready to start, and she said, "Oh, no, another shooting down in Alabama." You know? And then Clyde said, "How many were shot here in this town last night?" It's just, you know, that's evil. That's stuff that shouldn't be going on. People shouldn't be killing each other for no reason. And the other one I had is Psalm 54:6-7. "I will sacrifice a free will offering to you. I will praise your name, Lord, for it is good. You have delivered me from all my troubles, and my eyes have looked in triumph on my foes." And you know what I like about this? It says, "I will sacrifice a free will offering." That means we're doing it because we want to do it, not because somebody says you have to do it. You know, and that's where we should be every day, throughout all of our walk every day. We should be having free will to praise the Lord through all things going on in our lives. You know, even through the small things. I've been saying for a while, first thing I do when I wake up in the morning, I say, "Thank you, Lord. I praise you for another day." And every night, I lay down next to Kath and I say, "Thank you, Lord. I give you praise that you gave us another day." You know, it's simple. And, you know, that's the whole beauty of Christ. The simplicity of it, that we are able to do it without any fear, without any trepidation that somebody's going to say something, without worrying about what somebody might think about it. We have the opportunity to praise the Lord in everything, every day. And we need to do that. You know, I wrote down some stuff. You know, spiritual praise. This is the definition of spiritual praise: to proclaim the merit or goodness of God, to express adoration or approval, or to give thanks or to confess. You know, the merit of goodness, the goodness of God. You know, spiritual praise gives us so many blessings because we're opening ourselves up to the Lord to reveal himself to us, because we're really asking him when we're giving him praise, "Lord, thank you." We're thanking him for the things that we're going through. You know, it says in the Bible, you know, we should look at our enemies as friends. Sometimes that's pretty hard to do. But you know, that's the truth. You know, because if we do that, we're not relying on our own senses to deal with it. And if we're praising the Lord for our enemies, you know, we're saying, okay, Lord, we know we have them, but I'm giving them to you. And that's what we want to do. I think I told Oscar a couple weeks ago, when I started reading the Psalms, I'm going, what the heck is going on here? I said, it seems like every one of them started out, woe is me. Look what's happening to me. Look what's happening to me. And then it turned right around and said, thank you, Lord, for what's happening to me. I know I can trust in you, and I can believe in you to get me through what I'm going through. You've taken my enemies. You've defeated my enemies. You've caused my enemies to turn away. You've did this. You did that. You know, and it was all because David had the mindset that he knew that he needed God in his life, and that was the only thing that was going to get him through the situations he was going through. You know, Oscar says all the time, you know, we hear it in his church all the time, that God said David was a man after his own heart. Why do you think that's so? Because he was constantly in praise to him. He was always in a place where he knew that the only thing in his life that was going to get him to where he wanted to go or what it was going to happen was to have trust in the Lord and praise it. And the only way he was going to do that is by giving praise to the Lord. You know, we get a lot of benefits from praise. And I got seven I found here. One, it helps you sense God's presence. Don't we always want to be in God's presence? Wow. I know I do. Helps you to remember who you are and who God is. That's a biggie, isn't it? I don't want to be Mr. Big Shot, as Kath says. You're a big shot. You think you're a big shot. Not anymore, though. But no, who are you? You're a child of God, you know? And who is God? He's everything to you. He should be absolutely everything to you. It enlists God's protection. How many times have we waited until something is going on in our life and before we praise God for it, or ask him for his help? We let it stir us up a little bit, get our emotions out of control. You know, I don't want to be out of control. And I don't mean that I mean in the fact that I need to be able to manage everything. I don't want to be in control of my life the way I want to be, let God to be in control of my life. It brings deliverance from our enemies. Got somebody in your life or something going on in your life that's kind of tearing you down? Keep praising the Lord. He'll give you deliverance from that. You know, he doesn't want that in your life. It's just a trial. He's given it to you. And, you know, I think a lot of times we go through things, so the Lord, it's his way of saying, hey, remember me? You know, that's what we need to do. We remember him. It brings healing. How many times have we come up and had some pray for someone for healing? You know? And what are we doing when we're praying for healing? We're praising God. We're asking Him, Lord, we praise You because we know that You can heal. You're the healer. It brings us freedom. That's a big one for me. Because freedom, the freedom that this is talking about, I believe, is we have the freedom to feel free from our enemies, free from our afflictions, because we believe God's in control. If we keep praising God, you know, it gives me a freedom of a free mindset, I guess, is what I'm trying to say. You know, my mind is not so rattled around with everything going a mile a minute. It helps me to think clearly if I'm praising God. We were talking about, in Sunday school, we were talking about Solomon, and Oscar was saying, he didn't ask for wisdom, he asked for understanding. You know, that's the freedom we get by praising the Lord. We get the understanding. You know, if we get the understanding and we get the wisdom, they go hand in hand. Because if we understand what's going on, or give us a better idea of what's going on, rather than reacting to what's going on, we have a wisdom on how to handle it if we're praising the Lord. And it brings us joy. The last one is brings us joy. And boy, I love joy. I love to be happy. You know, I love to be laugh and have a good time and enjoy life. But all of these go hand in hand. If we're walking in His presence, we can sense His presence. If we know who God is, if we can rely that He's going to give us protection, that He delivers us from our enemies, He brings us healing and freedom and joy. Those are all the things. What more can you want in life than all those things? It's such a wide spectrum. It's almost beyond our understanding. It is beyond our understanding. I saw something this morning. Was it this morning? Yeah. In the Jesus Calling book, Kath read it today, and she said it goes along with what you're probably going to talk about today. And it was talking about the understanding of what God is doing in our lives today, and the control that God has over our lives, and how we should not be struggling with what He's doing in our lives, but allowing it to happen. You know, allow our lives to happen in Him and through Him. And that all happens through praise. And then I got to a couple here in the New Testament. Ephesians 1, 11 and 12 says, "In Him we are all chosen, having been predestined according to the plan of Him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of His will, in order that we who were the first to put our hope in Christ might be for the praise of His glory." You know, I like what it says, in conformity with the purpose of His will, that we can conform to what His will in our life, not ours. I love that. In Hebrews 13:15-16 says, "Through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of our lips that openly profess His name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. You know, continually offer a sacrifice of praise. You know, it goes back to what I said early. Free will, sacrifice, praise. What do you think? All that goes together? I do. You know, it's hard to sacrifice something if you're thinking about it naturally. But if you're thinking about it spiritually, you want to give it up fast. And I know that's when I do it, when I get into spots that I don't need to be in. And let's be honest, I think we all do that once in a while. When I get into those spots, I have to sacrifice my own ego to let God work in my life. And the way I do that is turn it over and praise Him for it, for what He's going to do in it. You know, so, you know, this is a, like I said, I've learned a lot reading the Psalms and doing what I'm doing, and I'm getting near the end, and I'm probably going to start over again, because it just is so full of, for me, of life today, because David was in so many situations when he was king and after he was king, and Absalom was chasing him around, and he was living in caves, and he was, you know, running around trying to get away from everything, and people were, you know. I think that's what life is today. You know, there's so much stuff going on, it's hard to keep up. What's going to happen here? What's going to happen there? You know, I said, like somebody said, I think Clyde said three shootings in Cincinnati. It's probably 23 in Chicago. Now think about that. You know, you can't walk down the street anymore. You don't know what's going to happen. You know, we had the shooting at the Christian school. Why would someone go do that if it wasn't for just evil? And yet God's allowing it to happen, and He's allowing these things to happen to show us that He is in control. We don't have to like it, but we have to praise the Lord that He's going to do something better. And that's what I believe is going to happen. I believe He's moving so strongly in the world today that we need to keep praising Him more and more and more for what's going on. Because when He makes a move, it's going to be a big move, I believe. So let's do that. Let's start praising Him more for what we're going through in our lives every day. You know, and I'm going to go right back to what it says when I said what spiritual. To proclaim the merit or goodness of God and to express adoration or approval or to give thanks. Let's do that. Let's proclaim the goodness of God as we go forward this week. And give the approval for His thanks. Express our gratitude. And remember the seven things. God's presence. Remember who we are and who God is. God's protection. His deliverance, our deliverance from evil or from enemies. He brings healing, brings freedom, and brings joy. And let's let the joy of the Lord permeate in our lives this week. And let's just keep working and keep pushing. You know, every day is a different day, I understand. And some days are heavier than others. But you know, he'll take the burden. And he's not afraid to do it. You know, I always liked what it said, seek, knock. Seek and knock. Keep knocking. You know, it's not like the old song, keep a knocking it, but you can't come in. You can come in. And we need to go in. We need to go into God's presence every day. And we do that by praise. Father, thank you, thank you, thank you for giving me the opportunity to praise you in everything in my life. And Father, I just thank you for all the good things that you've given in my life. Thank you, Father, for all the trials you've given me in my life. And Father, I look forward to what other blessings that you have in store for me as I go forward. And I want to thank you again, Lord, for just being this, just the most important thing in my life. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hi. I thought it was kind of early, so I don't want you to beat the Baptist to Frisch's. All morning today, God's been dealing with me about this thing that I think Mike should share, but he hasn't yet, so I just feel the need to do it, but I had to ask his permission. Mike woke up the other day, and he says, boy, Kath, I had the strangest dream last night. He says, remember when we were kids and our parents had those, they were like cans, but they were made out of wire and you burned your refuge in them in the backyard. You were still allowed to make fires in the city.
55-gallon drums.
Well, I remember ours had, you know, wire. And he said, I was burning yard waste. And somehow the wind blew and it kind of took off. And then it was in like a fireplace and it was in the house and it was kind of consuming everything. And he says, oh my gosh. He says, I went in and I tried to put it out. And he says, and I started to put my hand and a hand came out of the fire and it grabbed my arm and it said, don't touch that. I'm the Lord your God and I'm burning up the dross in your life. I just thought that was the neatest thing. God is in control, and he has a purpose in everything that he does. Sometimes it feels like a fire. Lately, I've been finding that I've been letting go of so many things because any little thing that interferes with my understanding and my vision of my walking with God, I don't have time for it anymore. It brings conflict. It brings all kinds of weird things. When you get to have to think about too many things at one time, maybe it's my age, but if I have to think about too many things at one time, I just get all discombobulated. And I know what's number one in what I want to think about, and that is my Lord God and his control and dominion over all this earth. This earth, too. You know what I mean? Anyway, God bless you. That's all I had.
Is getting old.